Exclusive: Trump endorsed Russell Fryhammer's impeachment. Republican Tom Rice, he's continued his leftward lurch. By Jacob Bliss on June 11, 2022. Trump endorsed South Carolina State Representative Russell Fry, RSC, looking to primary impeachment Republican Representative Tom Rice. RSC, on Tuesday, joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday to discuss the incumbent's leftward lurch and how he, Fry, would stand up for the America First agenda. Fry is endorsed by former President Donald Trump and is running in South Carolina's 7th Congressional District GOP primary to unseat Seat Rice, who is one of the 10 Republican lawmakers who voted to impeach the previous president last year. When you want conservative fighters in the ring, people who stand up for the America First agenda, right here in South Carolina, look no further than the Russell Fry campaign, he said, inferring that Rice is not an America First candidate. People are fed up with Congressman Tom Rice, and he has been. You know, I think the impeachment vote really showed us who he was, and quite frankly, exposed a big frustration with him in general. Which is, where has he been on some of these issues that matter to the American people? And we see this continued leftward lurch. Fry also remarked on Rice's plea for help in a Washington Post interview that was published Saturday morning, where he called the Trump a diminished figure who is very divisive. Rice, in the interview, also said that Trump is a would-be tyrant, and following him would be a horribly destructive path for the Republican Party to head down. The challenger responded, "Tom Rice must think his voters are in the swamp in Washington, D.C. But the reality is that the hard-working Americans, South Carolinians that are in the district, pay attention. They want to return to normalcy. They want to see their gas prices drop. I mean, Tom Rice has never been a conservative warrior. He's a self-described moderate. He was censured by the South Carolina Republican Party for his impeachment vote. He continually attacks conservatives, from President Trump all the way down to local activists. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Russell Fry, June 11, 2022. Fry added that Rice's support adds up to other anti-Trumper and impeachment Republicans such as Paul Ryan, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger, that wing of the GOP. And quite frankly, that's not where the party is headed right now, people. And I think, you know, what that tells me too, is that he's actively trying to recruit Democrats to vote for him in a Republican primary. We need to select our own nominee, not the Democratic Party, he added. In fact, as Cheney and Kinzinger are on the January 6th Select Committee, Fry also said, it took selectively edited videos of a year-long or two-year-long investigation to prove whatever they're trying to prove. They are tired of their leaders not talking about and working on energy independence. On securing the border, nobody watched it because people want results instead of this continued circus that they see coming out of Washington, D.C. This brought Fry to one of the last points during his appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, bringing some accountability to this. I think conservative Congress can do that, and I'll tell you something really interesting, he stated. The liberal media let them get away with it. Democrats let them get away with it. They have buried their heads in the sand. And you know what people are. Some people are turning a blind eye, but the American people aren't. Because of all of this, he said that he feels very good about where we're headed in November and that you're going to see a very strong red wave. While the media might be ignoring it, while congressional leaders might be ignoring real problems that are facing middle America and families all across the country, the American people are smart, and they're waking up in a powerful way. Fry added that the Republicans are going to take back the House in November, and they're going to retire Nancy Pelosi and be a check on the most radical administration that this country has ever seen, and put forth policies and legislation that's going to really be very problematic for Joe Biden, because he's ignored the problem. So where they're not leading, conservatives will step up to the plate and lead for the American people when we take back the House and the Senate in November. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.